So today I'm so pleased to be talking to Paula Pierce, who is with us from the Shropshire Federation Women's Institute. And so without further ado, please tell us a little bit about yourself, Paula.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm Paula Pierce. I'm a trustee for Shropshire Federation Women's Institute. The Women's Institute in Shropshire has got approximately 120 WIs in it. Mm-hmm. My role on the board is general dog's body, really. I do things with digital, I do things with the media, and also I'm climate ambassador for the Shropshire Federation. We have a climate subgroup, which is blossoming really at the moment, and just during lockdown I decided we would do something for loneliness and mental health, which is why I came up with the idea of doing the Shropshire Way Challenge.
Exactly, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, is the Shropshire Way Challenge. And so so it was all your idea then?
Kind of. I'm admin on a Facebook group called the Unofficial WI, where we WIs from all over the country tell each other what they're up to, have a bit of fun, meet friends. And on there, I'd seen that somewhere in Derbyshire, they'd done a walk in Derbyshire, obviously. I can't even remember which it is now off the top of my head. They'd done that, making scarves the length of that. So I thought, you know what, let's bring something a bit more south of the country and get involved. But I didn't want it just a WI thing. I wanted to try and extend it to communities, individuals, different groups in the community, and also other WI federations. So I advertised it, set up a Facebook group, and from there it's blossomed really. You know, we've got more people involved all over the country.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us a bit more about it. So it's people, do they donate the scarves or do they make scarves? Tell us a bit more about what it actually is.
Okay, so what we decided to do is have scarves which are 60 inches by 6 inches, because that was the average adult scarf size. Mm-hmm. But it is approximate. I've had scarves anything from sort of 50 inches up to 150 inches Doctor Who type scarves.
Yeah.
They're lovely, lovely, warm, cozy scarves. And what we would do was we would send them to different charities, really for the homeless, if possible. And as it's grown, we decided we would do that in Shropshire. But as it's grown, we've got people literally all over the country doing this. So what I've suggested is, if you have a local group, give me your lengths and dimensions of your scarves, names of people who've done it, how many you've done. I'll keep a tally, but then donate to charities in your particular area. So we've got people in Lancashire, we've got people in Hereford, Wales, literally, honestly, all over the country. And then I've just sent a message today to say, when they were talking to their friends in Australia, they're going to have a go and donate over there as well.
That's fantastic. So the Shropshire Way is about 190 miles long.
190 miles, yes, which gives us about 200,000 scarves altogether. However, in my mind, I was thinking, if I related that to the Women's Institute, if every member knitted a scarf, it would make up. Now, obviously, we have non-knitters, we have people who are not crafters, but people are making dozens of scarves. So it's not, you know, that was just in my mind, equating it to the amount of WI members we've got. I've had one lady who lives in Broseley, she's up to 30 scarves now. Another lady in Bridge North who's done over 50 scarves. The plan has always been that as soon as I've got a nice bulk of scarves, I would straight away give it out to charity, because obviously the months have been so cold. And even in the night now, it's freezing out there. And I can't think of anything worse than being cold. So being unable to find some warmth must just be horrendous. So get the scarves and get them that straight out as soon as we can.
Absolutely. And how many have you had so far? How far along the Shropshire Way are we?
Oh, gosh, not very far at the moment. I know I've got a lot of people in progress and they haven't come in yet. People have stored them at home or they've kept their groups. So I don't know actually how many are out. I've handed out over a mile now of scarves to three charities. And I've got My car boot is always rammed either with wool or with scarf. So I've got absolutely loads in my boot. There's some at the office and the house just looks a complete tip with things all over the place. But, you know, we're getting somewhere with it.
And like you were saying, obviously they're knitted, but have you had anybody as crocheted instead?
Because I mean, yes, crocheted. I can knit and I can crochet, but I do crochet. So the majority of all of mine have been crocheted. But we've had both, and we've also had people who've made them out of fabric and lined them with fleece. So whatever your craft, we'll take the scarves.
Oh, fantastic. And have you got any sort of, I was going to say that actually the well-being of people in lockdown has really been important as well for this challenge, hasn't it? Because, I mean, as we know, a lot of people have been taking up crafting. They've been perhaps learning how to knit or starting to knit again because they used to years ago. And actually having a project and a good thing to work towards must have been really helpful to a lot of people. Have you got any particular sort of stories about anyone in particular that you've heard from that have been, been particularly helped by this?
Well, I don't know if you know, the WI, we have resolutions every year which are voted by members. And in the past, two of them have been, and they're big ones for me. I'm on the public affairs team for National, and it's something very close to my heart, are loneliness, tackling loneliness and improving mental health. So I know that research shows that crafting is good for your mental health. And also, especially with lockdown, people live on their own and haven't been able to see people. I've had so many lovely letters and cards from people saying things like, they live on their own, they've not got out, but they feel like they're part of something. So doing this has given them something to do for a reason. And that's really been really nice to hear. It's just lovely to know that I haven't done anything. I've just come up with an idea. And people have just rolled with it, and it's made such a difference to them. I've had a lady contact me from a scout group and said she wants to get the scouts learning to knit. So would I mind if they joined in? And obviously, no, that's fabulous for me, because getting young people involved, A, with crafting, but also they see what the WI do. We're not just making jam and wearing pearls. That isn't the WI anymore. I want people to see that side of us as well, which was another reason why I wanted this out in the community, to see actually what we do, and we will work with whoever wants to help. It's just been so lovely and heartwarming to see people have said, oh, I've got some wool for you, can you come and pick it up? So I've said, yeah, okay, expecting half a dozen balls of wool. And when I've got there, they've said to me, there's a lot. And wow, there has been a lot. Trying to close my boot afterwards was just, fucking heck, where am I going to put this? But honestly, as soon as the wool has come in, it's gone back out to crafters. So I kind of am travelling here, there and everywhere, dropping off and picking up wool. And that's happened several times. People have said, oh, I've got some wool for you. And it's been far more than I could ever expect. And I just can't convey my gratitude, and I just can't believe people can be so kind. That's really been a wake-up call for me. It's been lovely to see people want to get involved. Mm. They used to craft, they've got all this wool stash, but don't do anything anymore. I mean, I am a bit of a wool hoarder myself, and it's made me think, right, this is ridiculous. Use all these bits of wool up now, what I'm keeping, because one day I'm going to use that piece of wool. So I've used it. I have been really good, and it's helped me declutter a little bit as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's another thing people have been doing, haven't they? Busy doing that.
Definitely.
So if people listening would like to be involved, we will put the details on our Facebook page for people to look at. But can you just tell us your contact details if anyone is either interested in donating wool, or if they're interested in actually knitting a scarf and joining in that way? What are your contact details?
So my email address is all lowercase. It's paula.pierce, and it's P-I-E-R-C-E, and it's at hotmail.co.uk. So you can email me that way. We have a Facebook group, the Shropshire Way Scarf Challenge. That's on Facebook. You can get in touch with us that way. And that page is really for, you know, every time I've got some scarves in, I've been taking photos so people can see what others are doing. If people have got a nice pattern they want to share with somebody else, pop that on there. And that's a nice community group, so everybody knows what's going on, where we're up to, things like that. Just contact me via email, really is the best way.
So then, Paula, if people are interested in joining the WI, which I'm sure they will be, as you say, it isn't all jam in Jerusalem anymore at all, how do they get in touch?
You're completely right. Every WI is completely different. And actually, a lot of the WIs in Shropshire have been continuing having meetings like we're doing on Zoom at the moment and just doing what they would have done prior to lockdown. So that's been great. We've just seen the same speakers and things. So if you are interested in joining, you can join up straight away. Shropshire Federation WI, our telephone number is 01743 461 646, and the email there is enquiries@wi-shropshire.co.uk. Now, there is a website, there's the national website, which is www.thewi.org.uk. And if you, wherever you live in the country, if you have a look in there, you put your postcode in and it tells you where your nearest WI is. So that's quite a good resource. And also to see what is happening in the WI, because we do a lot of campaigns and different projects all over the country. So that's a really good resource to look at.
Absolutely fantastic. Right, well, it's been great to talk to you, Paula. I've really enjoyed learning all about the Shropshire Way Challenge. And thank you so much. Say all those information can also be found on our Facebook page. And thank you so much, Paula.